Until we can actually require the companies to give us information about what's in them and how they work, we can't get everything that we need to know.
ABC's Scott Goldberg is following this and joins us now. Scott, there are no regulations now?
No, they've called it, the FDA has, the Wild West, because there aren't any regulations. The issue is, these are nicotine delivery devices, but there isn't any tobacco in electronic cigarettes. So the FDA has been regulating tobacco cigarettes. Now they have proposed this rule that would bring not just electronic cigarettes, but also pipe tobacco, cigars, hookah tobacco, dissolvable tobacco products, other nicotine products, bring all of that under their jurisdiction. And it would start off, as you mentioned, as just a ban on minors buying electronic cigarettes and those other products. But it could expand as the FDA studies what exactly is in these things and decides whether or not there is a greater health risk that needs to be addressed.
Do we even know, or is that the whole point of this investigation?
That's kind of the point of it, because we know there is nicotine that gets vaporized. It's a water vapor that you inhale, and the FDA has determined nicotine can be addictive, so the warning labels will say that. But right now, or at first, if the rule is approved, it's not going to say anything about a cancer risk or heart disease risk or anything like that until there is further testing. And the FDA has started, but they said, after this framework is in place, if the makers of these products have to apply to the FDA to get permission to continue making them, that'll help the FDA learn more about what is in the products and help them as they study this to see what greater health risks there may be.
If those new rules are approved, do we know how long it would take to actually put the ban in place?
It's going to start with a 75-day public comment period. Then after that, the FDA is going to look over those comments, not sure exactly how long that would take, and then vote to approve it. And if that happens, there would be a 30-day grace period after that. So, I mean, we're looking at a minimum, an absolute minimum of probably 4 months.
I think all of us have seen these ads featuring celebrities that make the e-cigarettes look glamorous, and they're kind of billed as a safe alternative to tobacco. I'm wondering if the nation's biggest tobacco companies are involved.
Oh, they absolutely are. You have Lorillard and R.J. Reynolds, Altria behind these, Altria being a parent company of Philip Morris. So, yeah, they and other companies are making these things. And the question is, are electronic cigarettes, as the industry argues, a healthy alternative, or at least a safer alternative to tobacco cigarettes? Or is it, as some anti-smoking advocates say, a gateway that once you start smoking this nicotine product, it's really easy to see how you would move on to another one? That is the debate that has begun and is getting louder now.